With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israel is on edge after an Iranian missile hit an apartment building near Tel Aviv. The BBC's Anna Foster is there.
People at this school, which is now a shelter for people whose homes were destroyed in the missile strike nearby last night, they're on the way into the shelter because the Home Front Command has put out one of its alerts of another potential wave of missiles coming from Iran.
Israel says 13 people have been killed, more than 360 wounded in the Iranian attacks. The country's main international airport and airspace remain closed for a third day. Iran's UN ambassador said this weekend that 78 people in his country had been killed in airstrikes from Israel. A massive search continues this weekend for a man who authorities say posed as a police officer and fatally shot a Democratic state lawmaker and her husband in their suburban Minneapolis home. Authorities say the suspect also shot and wounded a second lawmaker and his spouse. Drew Evans with the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension.
At this point in time, it would be premature. The question was, is the manifesto and the information that we have received, is their motivations? We are working diligently on that. There's certainly some indications within that, but there's not specifics enough. We have been, this is a very active and fluid investigation.
Authorities have identified the suspect as 57-year-old Vance Bolter. The FBI has issued a reward of up to $50,000 for info leading to his arrest and conviction. After a week of protests over federal immigration raids, about 200 Marines have now moved into Los Angeles to guard a federal building and personnel. Indian authorities have started handing over remains of the victims of one of India's worst aviation disasters that killed at least 270 people, including 29 on the ground. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans think religion still carries weight in this country.
According to the latest Gallup poll, 34% of adults say faith is increasing its influence on life in the U.S. That's still only about a third of the population, but 1 year ago, only 20% believed this. Meanwhile, Gallup reports that a little less than half of Americans say religion is very important in their life, about the same as a year ago. The findings indicate that while religion is in decline here, it still wields a considerable amount of influence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that two government agencies cannot punish Catholic employers and health care providers if they refuse to pay for or provide sex change operations for their workers. The decision bars HHS from enforcing a rule it imposed in 2024. The judge also barred the EEOC from punishing employers for refusing to cover gender-affirming care. This is SRN News. Consumer sentiment increased in June for the first time in 6 months. That's according to the University of Michigan's closely watched Consumer Sentiment Index. Correspondent Jennifer King with details.
Survey director Joanne Hsu writes that consumers appear to have settled somewhat from the shock of the extremely high tariffs announced in April. However, she says consumers still perceive wide-ranging downside risks to the economy. The index has seen steady drops that left it at the second lowest level in 75 years back in May, and sentiment is still down 20% compared to December. The readings conform with the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index released in late May, which also increased after five straight declines. I'm Jennifer King.
Global oil prices leaped and stocks slumped amid escalating violence following Israel's attack on Iranian nuclear and military targets. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.